views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Let the transition begin. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio, success for life's transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you the tools for transformation that will help you experience success for life's transitions. Now here's your host, Carrie Keith.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Majestic Insights Radio. And we're part of the Transformation Talk Radio Network and proud to be so. And today we're going to talk about being awake. I've been getting texts and tweets, and a lot of people are talking about being awake now. And that's a big theme at Majestic Insights, that we give awareness so that you can make right choices. And we specialize in helping you through transitions in relationships or career, learning your intuition, and things like that. And today we have a really special guest who also has that same theme, although she comes at it from a little different angle. Bonnie Mushak is going to be with us today, and she assists in crossroads for making right choices. And she has been a counselor, coach, motivational speaker, and author of Dreams of Maddie Fitch. And she believes that your dreams are your reality asleep, and wake them up. Now, Bonnie's been counseling children and adults for almost 20 years. And in her work with clients, she's created an atmosphere for those who need to wake up their sleeping dreams to heal their secrets. It is her belief that everyone has secrets, and when you deal with that, then it allows you to make right choices. And we're really going to talk about her book and how we can help you heal your dreams and make your right choices. So please welcome Miss Bonnie, the author of Dreams of Maddie Fitch. Hi, Miss Bonnie.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm
Hello
wonderful.
Out there,
Thank
everyone.
You for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So tell us what inspired you to write The Dreams of Maddie Fitch.
Well, first of all, Maddie is a free spirit. She's an angel. She's a guide. And she's me. She's my child, inner child, that finally manifested herself to me during a critical time in my life with a health crisis. And during my healing portion of the illness, Maddie started visiting me about 3 o'clock every morning. And this went on for quite some time. And actually, it kind of gave me a fright at first because I wasn't really sure what was going on. I'd never had that kind of experience before. And even though I knew I had intuitive traits from when I was a child, I was not connecting the two.
Let me just say for a minute for our listeners that I find it very, very healing. And I'm actually writing a program on it now and have channeled several times for people who were just really stuck in, tragedy from their childhood, and they kind of were stuck in it in a post-traumatic way. And several of my clients, that was channeled the answers that they should write their story, and then they should take their inner child, young, and rewrite that whole story in what they want it to be. And as I know now, I've got 3 different people that are actually writing books now, the book of their inner child and what that is and or should be. And so it's a very healing process.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because so many times we ignore, you know, things that happened, you know, in our childhood. We kind of file it away, so to speak, because it could have been too traumatic, or we did not want to deal with it at the time, but what we have to understand is we carry that. If we don't deal with it at the time, we carry it into adulthood, and then it starts to manifest in different ways, through drugs, through alcohol, through abuse, through, you know, codependencies, different things like that, or you become an overachiever and you start to push yourself to levels beyond what your body can handle. And so if you are in a place like that, this is a wonderful way to, even if you don't publish or anything like that, get a journal and write. I really believe in journaling, writing down thoughts. I often get still, woken up in the middle of the night with you know, receiving messages and things that I write down, because I go back and look at them later. Even though I'm like in a sleep, I'll grab the pad and the paper, which is next to my bed, scribble down what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling, and then I go back to sleep, waking up the next morning with clarity of mind and able to look back at that and make sense of it. Oh,
also,
okay.
Also, it's important to point out to people that your adult's view of what your child went through and your child's view of what your child went through aren't the same, because you could say, oh, he was a drunk, he didn't mean to, as a grown-up. But that inner child, even if they were just cut off and ignored or whatever their issue is, the child doesn't have a grown-up mentality. So their perception of what happened is going to come from their point of view, and it's important to honor that when you're healing inner child. And I love that about Maddie and your book, is because it allows her point of view to be important, not only to herself, but to others, and allows her to empower herself to be the healer and God's gift that she is.
Yes, and she truly is a gift. And I know I speak to her as if she's separate from me. She's me in the manifestation process of getting her story out. However, she is separate from me in that she has her own gifts that she's sharing with, children and adults who are in crisis, and she does it through the dreams that she gets. And, you know, she dreams about the people, and then she finds the people, and then she comes to the people in whatever manner is going to be easy for them to accept and believe that she is there for their best good, their highest good.
She does it like that show that had the angels that came and fixed everything. I forget what it was called. But she does that. You know, she.
Yes, absolutely.
She seeks them out through her higher consciousness.
Yes, exactly. And she's able to do that and heal hearts, but at the same time, leave them having learned something. And I think it's important that any time that a person is receiving a message or having a healing take place in their lives, they should be left with a message and an understanding that this was for their higher good, and they get it. But Maddie likes to leave a little twist. Maddie likes to leave them thinking about what's next.
To help them help themselves and give them the power
absolutely.
And healing to mm-hmm. accomplish that. How beautiful is that?
It's awesome. It's a beautiful experience. It was writing this book. It took me 7 years because I went into denial. And
That's very common.
Right. I kind of was refusing to do it. Kind of, you know, I'm busy. I'm trying to heal. But Maddie was determined that I was going to write this book. And
okay. So tell us, Bonnie.
Okay.
Before we go to break soon, tell us, how can they find you, like on Facebook or your website, and how they can purchase your book and learn more about The Dreams of Maddie Fitch?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love that. My website is www.thedreamsofmaddiefitch, M-A-D-D-I-E-F-I-T-C-H double T as in Tom, I-E, F-I-T-C-H. So the Dreams of Maddie Fitch.com. I'm also on Facebook, The Dreams of Maddie Fitch. You like my page, I would love it. I also have, you know, clients that I you know, I work with, and doing life coaching and crisis counseling and all kinds of different things. If anyone out there is in need and has dreams that we could discuss, I could give them my intuition on things that I'm feeling. But that's how you contact me. You send me an email or whatever, and I'll get back to you right away at thedreamsofmaddiefitch.com.
Now, when we come back from break, you can also do those kinds of, I don't deal with it quite exactly like Bonnie, but you can go to majesticinsights.com and check out how to find success through your life's transitions. You can email me at majesticinsights@gmail.com, or you can leave a message at 503-400-4603. And when we come back to the break, we're going to talk more about Maddie Fitch and how you can use these crossroads to make better choices. We'll be right back after the break.
My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but
on the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Majestic Insight Radio. At Majestic Insights, we really believe that awareness is the key to balance. And our guest today, Bonnie Mashack, the author of The Dreams of Maddie Fitch, also believes this. And Maddie believes that your dreams are your reality asleep. And wake them up. And Bonnie is here to talk with us about how you can wake up your dreams. And earlier we were talking about, you know, you maybe stuff or file away stuff that happens in your childhood. And sometimes you bury it alive and it just starts trying to get out and get to you. And both Bonnie and I deal with helping people come to grips with that so they can move forward and make right choices. So thank you for coming today, Miss Bonnie.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. I'm so glad to be here and be able to share and be of service to the listeners out there. It's very important to me, since I had my own awakening, that, you know, I be available to assist other people in waking up their sleeping dreams, because that's what Maddie believes, is that your dreams are your reality asleep. Wake them up. Don't, you know, like Wayne Dyer used to say, don't die with your music left in you.
Yeah, you get it out there, share it with people.
Exactly. Because, you know, if you don't, you know, like myself, I went through a health crisis, but I don't think everyone needs to go through a health crisis to get their awakening. And I
if
also
they keep
believe,
ignoring it and keep ignoring it,
right.
keep ignoring it, something will happen.
Exactly.
You know, and Julio Iglesias didn't even sing until he was 40 and was laid up somewhere. Somebody gave him
right.
a guitar. I mean, sometimes that has to happen to get you to even notice that you're missing mm-hmm. your dreams, especially
exactly.
if you've buried them when you were little. So tell us, how can we access those dreams? Now, you're saying that Maddie kept coming to you and bugging you until you pulled it off. And I channel the masters, and they come to me and bug me till I pull things off. But mm-hmm. what do you suggest for other people if they're not aware of what their dreams are?
Well, I think that at some point you have to ask your inner spirit, are you talking to me? And you will get exactly, you know, what you're asking for. It will be, it could be something as small as that still small voice, that little nudge of intuition that there's something I need to be doing. This isn't it. What is it? Start to, you know, meditate on wanting to know what is my actual purpose in life? What should I be doing? I'm not happy over here. I talk to so many clients who aren't happy with what they're doing. So I, you know, I help to coach them into what they're really wanting to do with their lives, and it transforms them. It's amazing, and that's what it's about, is a transformation process that you have to go through in order to find exactly what it is. I believe that you should write things down. If you keep seeing angel numbers over and over, write them down. Write down the ones that you're seeing. Find out what they're about.
Yeah, you can just Google the bird that the robin flew around, or the eagle swooped your car, or the numbers keep showing up. You can Google those, and it'll pull up the meanings. Everything's
Absolutely.
Out there these days.
And those are little things. I mean, I get those all the time. I mean, angel numbers all the time, because I have a connection with an angel, because Maddie's an angel. Mm-hmm. She's an angel that's sent to be of service to others, to wake people up, to being asleep. Wake up. I was tired of being asleep.
The other thing that's really great about acknowledging your inner child, now you really have them at all ages, but sometimes it's hard to love ourselves. We're so trained to serve everyone else, it's hard to love ourselves. When you go in and you see your 5-year-old, your 7-year-old, your 8-year-old, it's like you have a different perception because it's a little girl and she's easy to love. And so it's really easy to love your inner child when you see her as her and not as you. Mm-hmm. And it's totally effective in self-love. Everybody talks about self-love, self-love, self-love. Is that going to the spa? Yeah, maybe. But if you do all this adult self-love, what about your kid's self-love? Maybe you just need to get on the swing and swing. And maybe you just need to eat that ice cream cone without thinking about calories. And maybe you just need to do some kids stuff from time to time. And you'd be really amazed at how much better it makes you feel.
Exactly. I mean, you only live once, right? I mean, it's like, why not go get that ice cream cone? Why not go to the park and swing on the swing and feel like a kid? If you can still do a cartwheel, try to do a cartwheel. Even if it doesn't manifest, you can, you know, just being a child. Who said that we have to grow old and be hunched over and miserable? Who said that? I've been getting a nudge to learn the piano.
I forget the lady's name. She's this beautiful lady. She's like 80 years old, and she's a bodybuilder, and she's like fabulous. I'm like, she's my role model.
And she didn't start doing that till she was 56.
I know. Definitely.
And she is amazing. And I mean, you can do whatever it is that you want to do, because I believe that. I believe that as long as you put your mind to it, and your mind is strong, you know, your mind, you know, can guide you into places that nothing else can, because it's your mind. Be transformed by your mind.
And it's important that your mind and heart are working at the same time. You know, a lot of people have really good heads and they have really good hearts, but they're not working at the same time. They just flip-flop. And when you start driving yourself crazy about, you know, I don't know what makes me happy, I don't know what makes me happy, that's because you're not listening to your heart. And when you listen to your heart and your heart says, I want bubblegum ice cream, and your head says, no, it's got too many calories, and then you go back and forth. Stop it. And the lesson of the Christ is to have a heart-head balance. So feel your heart and feel your crown, and then put the infinity sign around the two like a timing belt so that they work in sync together. Then ask, is this mine? What do I need to know? And you want to balance your heart and head together before you ask, so you don't go flip-floppy.
Yes. It's important to kind of be able to bring it back together so that it works. Not that you're, you know, jumping from kind of pillar to post, you thinking about this over there. You know, figure out what it is, that one thing, and put your energy into that. I suggest writing, you know, putting your thoughts down on paper so that you can see them. See what it is that, you know, you're telling yourself. See what it is that you're feeling.
A lot of people that are into music, and I have them just play. Well, just go play. Play three songs a day and put an intention with each song. So writing, I agree. I think it's great. But if the listeners aren't writers or that they have a block with that, try any sort of expression. You can dance across the living room, or you could express in any way that suits you.
Right. What I meant by writing was, if you get a thought, like, I really like the thought I got about playing the piano, I write it down. I had a thought about playing the piano. How does that feel to me? How does that feel when I think about that? There's a client that I have that's on Facebook who started painting recently, just because she just felt the urge to paint, and we talked about that, and, you know, we talked about how it felt and what it would be to do that and how it would make her feel. And she's doing beautiful pictures and posting them on Facebook. It's amazing to see how well a client is doing once you've you know, once they've had that awakening, once they've realized they had this sleeping dream, and you don't necessarily have to do it in to get something in return, but what you do is you do it and you find more peace and satisfaction with yourself.
Well, you allow that expression. It's important mm-hmm. to allow your inner child their expression.
Right. And you'll start to see shifts in different places in your life when you allow that awakening to happen. When you wake up from those dreams that have been asleep. What are some of the things I'm asking the audience? Think of some of the things that you've always wanted to do in life and not been able to do. They're going to
cost you
anything?
And sometimes it's not even, you don't even know. Sometimes you just admire someone who paints. Admire someone who paints. You never thought mm-hmm. you could paint. So get a set and try it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay, so we want everyone to go to www.thedreamsofmaddiefitch.com. And we want you to like her on Facebook. You can also go to majesticinsights.com, and you can friend me on Facebook. And we will be right back to talk with you about awakening your sleepy dreams right after the break.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to Majestic Insights Radio. We are with Bonnie Mayshak today, and we've been talking about her book, The Dreams of Maddie Fitch, and how your dreams are asleep and your reality asleep, and we want to wake that up. Now, Bonnie also has other books. She was with Erica, who's also been a guest on our show with Happy Publishing, and she's in a book called I Am Having It, and it's a series of authors, and Bonnie has made bestseller status in this recent book. Bonnie, you want to tell us about this book?
I'm so excited about being a part of such an awesome book and actually being with Happy Publishing. I have not been upset ever since I met with Erica some year and a half ago. And I signed with Happy Publishing, and my whole life has changed since then. I've had the privilege and honor to work with some of, you know, inspiration's best authors, motivational speakers, and it has really been a blessing. And in my chapter in the book, I'm Having It, it's one of Amazon's bestsellers. I get to share a little bit of how I entered into a more personal level on dealing with coming over surviving abuse and moving into a healing place, and to the point where I was able to write The Dreams of Maddie Fitch. And have success. I'm having it now. I'm having the success I've always dreamed of.
Well, that's because you woke up those dreams, of course.
I'm sorry?
I said you're having it because you woke up those dreams.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I haven't been asleep now for a while. So I've been trying to wake up and motivate towards and move into that place where I am feeling on purpose and that I'm giving service to others and I'm receiving whatever it is that, you know, is out there for me to bring into my experience and, you know, create in my life, you know, a wonderful life.
Now, I think I can't. We were talking, or, you know, waking your dreams, if you had this mm-hmm. abuse or whatever. You don't have to have abuse to still need your dreams woken up. But tell us about this crisis counseling and how you can take someone who is not listening. They're not listening. They're just deluding and sidetracking themselves with mm-hmm. with chemical dependencies and relationships that even just gossip and other things that keep you distracted from your own personal missions in life. Tell us, how do you reach and how can you help someone like that who's just not listening? In a way, you know, like at Majestic, I'm really fast at shifting people. And so I attract mm-hmm. people who are ready for change. And you're helping these people who are like off somewhere that don't
denial.
Even know they need change. Tell us about that and how we can reach them and help them find their crosswords and make better choices.
Well, I try to be patient. Then I simply ask the question, well, how's it working for you?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, is it working for you? And of course, no, it isn't. So, you know, either you want change or you don't. That's the question that I pose to clients that I think are really stuck. It's like, okay, so how many years of this do you want to continue? So, you know, and you've come to me now. You know, and you've hired me to do a job for you, but I need you to work with me. And if I have a client now who, you know, her family's always called her fat. She's a beautiful young woman. She's graduated from Berkeley. She's got all these, I mean, in math, I mean, she's just got so much going on for her life, but her family continues to tell her she's fat, and if she lost some weight or if she had some lipo, if she had this, if she had that. And so she got into abuse.
Right.
Drug abuse. And finally,
or you keep attracting people who beat you down because you're some warped way you think that's love.
Right. And they've got a lot of family dynamic going on. So it's not just that, but it's finally I asked her, you know, I mean, this has been going on for over a year in her life. And finally she came to me about, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, and we've made a lot of headway. But the other night she called or messaged me and said, I really need to talk. I'm in crisis. It's 3 in the morning. I think spirit loves that time for me. It's 3 in the morning.
Your magic
so
time.
I wake up and I do my job. And she started that again. And I simply said, okay, we're not going there. I mean, because I've built a relationship with her that I can, you know, now be a little more forward. Wait, we're not going there. We've been here already, haven't we? Yes, okay. Stop for a minute. Breathe. We're not going there today.
Bonnie, I think that's so common. I always say, be careful about when the lesson becomes the habit. You
right.
get in the habit of coping in a certain way that coping becomes your normal. And if you're not coping all the time, then you don't feel normal. You have to like reset normal so that you don't have to be stuck in cope. You have to allow your life to be different. You have to, it's like moving to a new apartment. You put the silverware on the left now. Yeah, it's a little awkward at first, but you get used to it. You know, when you're going through changes, allow things to be different. It's okay. And if it doesn't feel comfortable, just breathe and download comfort now and just switch
exactly. it. Exactly. And so that's how I begin. I usually ask, you know, pose that question, you know, how's it working?
I love that question. How's it working for you?
Right. Because that's typically it. Because you have to get someone to look away from what they've been doing and realize that, it's not working. Okay, so what can we do or how can I help you figure out?
Another thing, too, a lot of people get stuck in being the victim. Well, he did this to me. I had a lady yesterday. It hurts me that he doesn't want to move forward now. And I'm like... Mm-hmm. The truth of who he is doesn't hurt you. It's your reaction to his truth that hurts you. You can't be partners with someone if you're going to react hurt to their truth, because partnership is about acceptance and love. So be careful about what you take on as hurt and how you, because it's, you can't really heal from victim. You got to move into that empowering stage to move
exactly.
forward. And it's easy to get stuck there.
It really is. It really is, because I was stuck there for a long time. It felt good to be the victim because you got this attention, but it wasn't the attention that you really wanted.
It's also
but
an excuse
it was,
not
and,
to, you know, put on your best and go make changes.
Exactly. But you have to be willing to say, okay, look, this isn't working. I'm going to move on from this, and you start to move towards a positive change as soon as you realize there's something better out there than this.
Also, too, like with your client you were talking about that's so brilliant and beautiful, a lot of times when someone is changing and they are, you know, making these great strides to make their life better, the family dynamics or something may crush you down. They may try to keep you in the box because they don't like you changing, because they're used to using you in a certain way. And if you change, then they lose their pacifier. They lose their help and what they're used to. So, you know, stay connected to source. Stay balanced in your heart and head. And when you make changes, if you're getting static from everybody else, mm-hmm. you know, step back from it. And if they... don't take it on, because that's their static. That's their fear of you changing. Don't make it your fear of changing. And if you're confused, you can get a hold of Bonnie or myself, and we can sort what's yours and what's other people's. And when you dismiss what's not yours, you'll find that you probably have 1/10 of the same stuff to deal with. Like in that client you're talking about, I see that almost everything she's dealing with is everybody else's. It's not even hers.
Exactly. And I told her, I said, well, let's take that backpack off your back that's weighing you down, that's actually putting the weight on you that your family said that you have. And so put it on the floor, open the zipper, and start to unpack it.
Because also, in that too, sometimes weight in particular is a safety net, you know. It keeps you from, you know, if she was model perfect, they might really be mean to her. So maybe it's even less, you know. So you'd be, when you're managing your body in a psychological way, there's all kinds of things involved. But you just want to be clear in what's yours. What are your dreams, how you can awaken them and find your purpose, and don't let other people's static get in the way. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Thank you for listening to Majestic Insights Radio. You can catch us live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, or you can go to majesticinsights.com or transformationtalkradio.com and listen to the archives at your will. And today we have Bonnie Mayshak, an author of The Dreams of Mattie Fitch, and also the best-selling author in the collaborative Having It.
I'm Having It.
And Bonnie believes to wake up your dreams, face your fears, and that allows you to find your purpose and your calling. We also believe that at Majestic Insights, and I always do a fall special every year, and usually start it in November, and we're going to start it early this year. So this year, the holiday special is a 3-for-1. So if you buy a one-hour read at majesticinsight.com, then you'll actually get 3 sessions. And you may use the 3 sessions for yourself, or you may give 2 of them away for Christmas presents. And they have to be used by a certain date. You can follow me on Facebook, Majestic Insights on Facebook, and get more information on that. Or you can check out majesticinsights.com for more information of the holiday special 3-for-1 that we're putting on this last quarter of 2015. Miss Bonnie, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I wanted to also give a holiday special. Typically, if you order from my website, www.thedreamsofmattiefitch.com, the book is $20. You receive an author's signature. However, during the holidays, if you order that book, it will be $15 online, and you still will receive a signatured book.
So that's awesome. You go to now, what is next? I know Mattie has taught you a lot as an author.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she has. She's opened up my entire world in terms of, you know, how I want to help people, how I would like to be of service. And exactly what her purpose is. And so I've taken that into the next phase, and I'm writing, working on The Dreams of Mattie Fitch and The Secrets. And in this series, she will be helping 3 more individuals who are dealing with suicide. I think that's very important at this time with a lot of bullying going on in the workplace, in schools, in the home. And I think it's important to put, you know, some reality and put some understanding with suicide and, you know, what happens in there and how Mattie is going to be used to intercede in those suicides. I'm so excited about it. I'm receiving, you know, download all the time on each character that I'm using, and I'm looking really forward to blessing the world with the new series. I'm continuing to work with clients and, you know, trying to change people's lives by waking up their sleeping dreams. And you can like my Facebook at The Dreams of Mattie Fitch. And again, you know, hit me up, send me a message, email me, and I will definitely contact you and be of whatever assistance and be of service to anyone that's in need.
I think that's such a blessing that you, the service and stuff you offer, you know, Majestic's all about empowering and moving forward. But I don't have the specialty for, you know, the heartache of those who don't want to be here. I had a lot of that going on in our world in Montana, and I have a different path than that, and I find you very brave and wonderful to pick that path to help people, because it's very, very needed these days.
Yes. Yes, it is. And we recently had one of the students here at the school. Her cousin killed herself last Monday. 17-year-old young lady was being bullied at her high school, and she couldn't take it, and nobody knew, and she ended her life. And that was a week ago Monday. And so sad for her young cousin, who's here at my school, to have to deal with not, you know, just the heartache and the pain that the families go through, that you leave this world at your own hand, but you leave the people here to grieve the aftermath. And it's important that anybody at a crisis like that get in touch with someone right now. You're not alone. You know, we can help you. Please, if, you know, if you're feeling woe is me, down, you know, I guarantee you there is light at the end of the tunnel. And please reach out to someone and let them know how you're feeling.
Well, we are here. Bonnie is here for you. She specializes in chronic crisis management. You can get a hold of her on Facebook or thedreamsofmaddiefitch.com. I'm here for you at majesticinsights.com. You can email me at majesticinsights@gmail.com. Or you can call for a reading at 503-400-4603. There's people there for you. But on that, I don't want to leave all dark and all, but on suicide thing, it's so complex, and there's so many levels of it. And sometimes, like the Eric Braverman book, The Edge Effect, sometimes if you just take the right supplements and balance your brain, you don't feel that way anymore. And sometimes it's like these secrets and these dreams that are asleep that need to be woken up. And it could be all different reasons, but we are intuitive in a way that we can help you sort the reasons and get to the right people.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. It's about finding that reality, waking up that sleeping dream, and getting out there and making, you know, just waking up and finding what you've been looking for all this time. It's right there. Just go and get it.
Waking
up. Right over there.
Turning down the veils. Grabbing the awareness and having it all.
Exactly.
We can do this, and
yes,
we can help you do this. So thank you so much for coming today,
welcome.
Bonnie. We would love to have you again soon. Can't wait for your new book to come out. Do you have an email list or something we could get on so we can have updates on the new book?
You can hit the Dreams of Maddie Fitch at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Okay, great. Well, we want to thank Bonnie, we want to thank everyone at Transformation Talk Radio for allowing this to be possible. You can go there and listen to any of Bonnie's shows or any of my shows or any of the other hosts' shows there. And we want to thank everybody at WBLQ. I love that. And our production guy, Brian, who had a happy birthday yesterday. We want to say happy birthday to Brian. And we will see everyone next week at Majestic Insights Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for listening and have a great week.
You've been listening to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher. Let Carrie lead you through her most empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you tools for transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.